Hi. This is the fifth and last part of coding interview questions and answers. In this podcast, we will focus on some important basic and advanced level coding interview questions that can help you crack the technical round. Question 81. Explain what is high-level programming. Answer. High-level programming refers to a programming approach that emphasizes abstraction and simplicity, allowing programmers to write code in a language that is closer to human language and further away from machine language. High-level programming languages are designed to be user-friendly, enabling programmers to focus more on solving problems and less on low-level details of computer hardware and memory management. Question 82. What is modeling language? Answer. A modeling language is a specialized language used to express and communicate ideas, concepts, and designs in a particular domain. It provides a set of rules and conventions for creating models that represent different aspects of a system or a problem. Question 83. What is the purpose of assignment operator? Answer. The purpose of an assignment operator in programming is to assign a value to a variable or a data structure. It allows you to store a specific value or the result of an expression in a variable, which can then be used or manipulated in the program. Question 84. What are commands? Answer. Commands are instructions or directives given to a computer or a software program to perform specific actions or tasks. They are typically entered through a command line interface, CLI, or a graphical user interface, GUI, depending on the system or software being used. Question 85. What is the purpose of dynamic programming? Answer. Dynamic programming is a technique used to solve complex problems by breaking them down into overlapping subproblems and solving them in a bottom-up manner. It stores the solutions to the subproblems in a table or an array, which can be referred to later instead of recomputing them. Dynamic programming is useful when a problem can be divided into smaller subproblems that exhibit the optimal substructure property, that is, the optimal solution to the problem can be constructed from the optimal solutions of its subproblems. Question 86. What is the difference between a binary search tree and a binary heap? Answer. Binary search tree. A binary search tree is a binary tree where each node has at most two children. In a BST, the values of the nodes follow a specific order. For any node, all the values in its left subtree are less than the node's value, and all the values in its right subtree are greater than the node's value. The key advantage of a BST is efficient searching. Due to the ordered structure, the search operation has an average time complexity of O log n if the tree is balanced. BSTs are commonly used in applications where efficient searching, insertion, and deletion of elements are important, such as in symbol tables and database systems. Binary heap. A binary heap is a complete binary tree, meaning that all levels of the tree are fully filled except possibly the last level, which is filled from left to right. Unlike a BST, a binary heap does not maintain an ordered relationship between parent and child nodes based on their values. In a binary heap, every node satisfies the heap property, which depends on the type of heap. In a min heap, the value of each node is greater than or equal to its parent node, while in a max heap, the value of each node is smaller than or equal to its parent node. Binary heaps are not designed for efficient searching or support for arbitrary insertions and deletions like BSTs. Question 87. What is asynchronous programming? Answer. Asynchronous programming is a programming paradigm that allows multiple tasks or operations to be executed independently and concurrently, without blocking the execution of the main program. It enables efficient utilization of system resources and improves overall performance by allowing the program to continue its execution while waiting for time-consuming operations, such as I/O operations or network requests, to complete. Question 88. What is synchronous programming? Answer. Synchronous programming is a programming paradigm in which tasks or operations are executed one after another, in a sequential manner. In this model, each task waits for the completion of the previous task before it can begin its execution. It follows a blocking approach where the program execution is halted until the current operation completes. Question 89. What's the purpose of a hash table? Answer. The purpose of a hash table is to provide constant time average case complexity for insertion, deletion, and lookup operations. It achieves this by using a hash function to compute an index or hash code for each key. This index is used to determine the storage location of the associated value in an array-like structure called a bucket or slot. Question 90. Explain what is the concept of multithreading. Answer. Multithreading is a concept in computer science and software development that allows multiple threads of execution to run concurrently within a single program. A thread is a lightweight unit of execution within a process. Each thread has its own set of instructions and can perform tasks independently. Question 91. What are the benefits of multithreading? Answer. The advantages of multithreading include improved responsiveness. Multithreading allows for concurrent execution of tasks, enabling a program to remain responsive even while performing computationally intensive or time-consuming operations. Increased throughput. By dividing a program into multiple threads, it's possible to perform several tasks simultaneously, potentially speeding up the overall execution time. Resource sharing. Threads within a process can share resources, such as memory, files, and network connections, without the need for complex communication mechanisms. Simplified program design. Multithreading can simplify the design and implementation of certain types of programs. For example, in graphical user interfaces, one thread can handle user input and events, while another thread handles background processing. Question 92. What is shallow copying? Answer. Shallow copying is a process of creating a new object and copying the values of the attributes from an existing object to the new object. In shallow copying, the new object is created, but the individual elements within the object are not copied. Instead, references to the elements are copied, which means that both the original object and the new object point to the same memory locations for the shared elements. Question 93. What is deep copying? Answer. Deep copying is a concept in computer science and programming that involves creating a copy of an object or data structure that is completely independent of the original. In deep copying, not only are the values of the object or data structure duplicated, but any nested objects or references are also duplicated, recursively creating copies of all the objects involved. Question 94. What is volatile keyword in programming language? Answer. In programming languages, the volatile keyword is used to indicate that a variable's value may change unexpectedly or unpredictably due to external factors that are beyond the control of the program. It is primarily used in concurrent or multi-threaded programming scenarios where multiple threads may access and modify the same variable. Question 95. What is the difference between composition and inheritance? Answer. Both composition and inheritance are mechanisms to establish relationships between classes. Composition represents a has-a relationship where a class is composed of other classes or objects as its parts. It allows you to create complex objects by combining simpler ones. The composed objects have their own life cycle and can exist independently. Inheritance represents an is-a relationship where a class inherits properties and behaviors from a parent class, superclass. It allows you to create specialized classes, subclasses, based on an existing class, base class. Subclasses inherit the attributes and methods of the superclass and can add their own unique features or override inherited behavior. Question 96. How to remove a loop in a linked list? Answer. To remove a loop in a linked list, you can follow the Floyd cycle-finding algorithm, also known as the tortoise and hare algorithm. Question 97. How to print a binary tree in vertical order? Answer. To print a binary tree in vertical order, you can use a combination of depth-first traversal and a map data structure to keep track of the horizontal distances of each node from the root. Question 98. How to ensure your code is readable by other developers? Answers. Here are some best practices to follow to make your code more readable. Use descriptive names. Write self-explanatory comments. Use consistent formatting. Break down complex code. Write clear and concise code. Use meaningful whitespace. Follow coding conventions. Use version control effectively. Write unit tests and documentation. Review and refactor your code. Question 99. How to print the first non-repeated character from a string. Answer. To print the first non-repeated character from a string, you can follow these steps. Iterate through each character in the string. For each character, check if it is repeated in the rest of the string. You can do this by counting the occurrences of the character in the string. If the count of the character is 1, it means the character is non-repeated. Print the character and exit the loop. If no non-repeated character is found, you can print a message indicating that there are no non-repeated characters in the string. Question 100. How do you convert a byte array to a string? Answer. To convert a byte array to a string, you need to know the character encoding used to represent the bytes as characters. The most common encoding are UTF-8, ASCII, UTF-16, and UTF-32. Thank you for listening to our podcast.